When California voted last month to ban marriage for same-sex couples, the gay community across the country was stunned. The measure, Proposition 8, received broad support from black church-going voters. And that revealed a tension between the white gay community and African Americans, both straight and gay. NPR's Karen Grigsby-Bates reports.
Jasmine Canick took up tennis a year ago, plays it without fail every day. And is starting to feel a little like the ball she routinely hammers back at her coach. Canick, who is black and lesbian, has been cautioning white gays and lesbians against blaming black voters for Prop 8's passage.
While we are celebrating the election of the first black president, we're being villainized by the gay community.
Canick says gays need to understand what really defeated Prop 8.
They just don't want to face facts. They ran a poor campaign. It wasn't diverse. They operate off of a one-size-fits-all civil rights model.
Large numbers of blacks, Canick says, supported the measure for religious reasons, something the anti-8 leaders would have understood if they'd run a more inclusive campaign.
I come out of this community. You don't come out of this community. I was raised in a black church. I was raised in black neighborhoods. I know black people because I am one.
Many gay activists, like Robin Tyler of Los Angeles, were frankly astounded at black support for Prop 8.
76% of African-American women, I know that, voted against marriage equality for gay people.
Tyler married her partner, Diane Olson, earlier this year during that brief window when it was still legal in California. The couples filed one of the original lawsuits that prompted the state Supreme Court to legalize gay marriage in June. When African Americans turned out in big numbers to vote for Prop 8, Tyler says she felt her years of supporting black issues had been totally ignored.
And it really hurt me because we've been on the front lines against racism for years and years.
But that attitude frustrates Jasmine Canick. She says equating gay marriage with the black civil rights movement, something gay activists have tried to do for years, doesn't translate to black voters.
I really need them to back up off of that message that gay rights are civil rights. Not saying I disagree with it, I'm just telling you it's dead on arrival when it gets to the black community.
In a world where blacks are jailed more, shot more, and arbitrarily stopped by police more than any other group, Canick says, African Americans see civil rights from a different perspective than white gays. Many are insulted at the linkage. Jasmine Canick believes the leadership in the gay community never really tried that hard to connect with African Americans during the campaign against Prop 8. Then, during the demonstrations that sprang up immediately after 8's passage, some gay participants insulted black voters, even fellow black demonstrators. Canick's not having it.
That's just unacceptable. It can't be kumbaya November 3rd, and then I hate all black people come November 5th.
Tensions have cooled down in the past few weeks as the postmortems on Prop 8 continue. Some of the conversations have been between gays and blacks. One of the would-be peacemakers in Los Angeles is the Reverend Eric Lee, head of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference. At a recent forum on Prop 8, Lee said the controversial initiative has exposed the special pressure black gays and lesbians feel.
One, they're fighting the homophobic issues that come from all of the society, but particularly within the black community, and then they're also fighting the racism that comes from the white gay community.
Jasmine Canick agrees that the pressure is fierce.
I'm black and I'm also a lesbian, so you know, what side am I supposed to be on?
For many like Canick, the answer is both. Karen Grigsby-Bates, NPR News.